Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I mean, the science doesn't quite add up. Because if you eat, like, even one little pickled beet, 15 minutes later, you'll be in the bathroom going, oh, my God, I'm bleeding from the inside.
What happened to me? Was I in a car accident?
But with green beer, how come your pee-pee doesn't turn green? When I say pee-pee, that sounded funny. Like, no, your urine, I mean, not... Anyway.
Good to clarify.
I know.
Always good to clarify. That's a good question. That's a question that science should be focusing on.
I know.
Stop looking for cures for diseases. Stop trying to make medical advancements.
Yeah.
I need to know why when you drink 8 pints of green beer, why is your pee-pee still yellow?
Yeah. That makes no sense. I only had 1 green beer, though, and it was yesterday afternoon. And... if you put, like, if I couldn't see the fact it was green, I probably would have no idea I was drinking green beer. But as soon as I took that first sip and I was it was unnaturally green, like super green. I felt like, am I tasting chemicals? Like, I felt like I could taste the food dye.
Maybe you were being poisoned.
Maybe I was.
I guess we'll find out in time.
Yeah.
I did not have a green beer this year, so I was living on the safe side.
Why do you hate the Irish?
God, it's because I went out on Saturday, which was March 16th, which is not St. Patrick's Day, so
I saw,
I'm a stickler for the rules.
I saw a guy drinking a green beer 2 weeks ago. I know we talked about that already, so he wasn't real concerned.
No, there were people dressed up all in green, and they did offer, would you like that beer green? I said, absolutely not.
I'm going to guess that, because I know the people you're out with, every other person at that table said, yes, give me the green beer.
You would be dead wrong.
What?
Yeah, nobody did.
Oh, I thought for sure that those people, that group of people, they'd be all about the green beer.
They were not.
Oh, wow. When did they get fancy?
I know. Everyone's too good for the green beer nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing that happens in... Someone was trying to tell me that St. Patrick actually wore blue.
Well,
once upon, I don't read history books. I'm not a nerd, so I can't verify that.
So have we been doing it all wrong?
So maybe we've gotten this wrong the whole time.
I went to that house party down the street from me on Saturday night. It was fun. It was good. So at one point, though, they had the hockey game on, and I was standing in the kitchen. I didn't want to sit and watch a hockey game. It's like I get to go to so few house parties. I wanted to treat it like a house party. So I stood in the kitchen with the cool people. But at one point, I could see my wife. She's at the other end of the kitchen talking to somebody. They're yelling at each other. Because the TV was cranked as loud as a TV goes. And then they had Irish music, like, going on the stereo at the same time.
Sensory overload.
It was just a cacophony of sound. Ooh. And not pleasant sounds.
Nice use of the word cacophony.
Thank you very much. But yeah, that was confusing having the hockey play-by-play blasting and Irish music at the same time. And let me tell you this, your pal Garn and his beautiful bride stumbled home at 1:30 a.m.
Whoa.
And by stumble home, we're like, I don't know,
down the block,
seven houses away from our house. But it was funny because our other friend Karen, who lives even further down the street, she walked home with us. And my wife and Karen were so freaking loud, it was embarrassing.
Oh, man.
Like, they were loud talking. And it's like, no, this is our neighborhood. Be quiet. The neighbors are going to think we're partiers.
Wow. Look at that. Just like a return to the high school days.
I know. And like, I'm way past that point in my life that I should be walking home at that night being really loud.
Did any of them want to go to 7-Eleven and get some taquitos?
No.
Is that why they were being loud?
No, but Karen knew somebody else in the neighborhood who was having a fire pit in their backyard at like 1:30 in the morning. And she's like, let's go. I'm like, no, I'm going home.
Oh, yeah. I have hit the brakes on those kinds of things. I don't go to a fire pit
in mid-March in a quiet neighborhood.
Ooh, I'm at a point where the second location.
Oh, you.
I'm not into it.
You never move apart. You never go to the second location. The second location is never good as the first location.
No, never is. Even, you know, I was at a bar on Saturday, and I know some people wanted to go to another bar. And I'm like, I'm a one location man now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to go to a second. The second location I go to is going to be my couch.
Wow.
That's where I'm at in my life right now.
So what if you just meet up with some friends and you're going to start at this brewery and then you're going to go to this one and this one? You're a one brewery guy, like you'd go home after brewery number one?
That's what it looks like.
Wow.
Especially if we've really cemented myself down
in
brewery number one. You know, second locations, overrated.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
I think everybody just regrets their decision to go to the second location because the buzz is like when you get to location number two, everybody's just sort of agitated now because you had to stand in a line. Now your table's not as good. Everybody at that point just wishes they had gone home. But for some reason, it's like, well, we moved locations. Got to stick with it now.
Yeah, because you got the guns blazing.
Yeah.
And you go to that second, you go to that fire at 1:30 in the morning. It's not going to be hopping like the house party was.
No.
You're going to hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
So you may as well just go home.
And people of my demographic shouldn't be sitting at a fire pit in a quiet neighborhood at 1:30 in the morning.
I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
You know where you should go?
Where?
Lube City.
Do they have a fire pit? I would hope not. That'd be exceptionally dangerous.
I was going to say maybe they should put one on the roof, but you're right. That does seem like a bad idea.
Yeah. So Lube City, no fire pits.
Probably for the best.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't want a fire pit there. But you know what they do have? They have skills. They have the skills to make your car run beautifully again. You ever get an oil change somewhere else and you can't even feel like your car just doesn't even feel no different? When you get an oil change at Lube City, you drive out of there, your car feels brand new.
Feels like it's coming off the lot for the first time.
Yeah, like even if it's 22 years old, that car suddenly you're like, yeah, am I just leaving the dealership? Have I even made my first payment? That's how it feels when you go to Lube City.
Good thing they have 27 locations.
And there's probably one near you. You can find them online at lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
You know what the real luxury of you going to that house party on Saturday and it being a handful of doors down?
Yeah.
Is that there's zero chance of you getting stuck there.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Bryce, did you see that story the other day about that kid that is like a 12-year-old? This is in Columbus, Ohio. Apparently, he ran away from home and then spent the night in a Target store.
Oh, I did read that.
God, what a fantasy. Like me, when I was a kid, I used to dream of spending the night in a department store and all the fun you could have in there. God. And then I just started thinking, everything's fine. He's back at home again. And I don't know what was going on at home, but lots of 12-year-olds run away.
Yeah, it was a dramatic scene. And his, instead of, you know, jumping on the back of a moving train and being taken far away, he just went to a nearby department store, crashed for a night.
I wonder what he did in Target in the middle of the night. That'd be fun. I do want to talk on the show today a little bit about being stuck somewhere. Like he was stuck inside a Target. You ever been stuck anywhere? Ever been storm-stayed, Bryce Kelly?
No, I don't think so. No.
It's weird. Like we didn't really even have any blizzards this winter here, did we? Like nothing that shut down the highways and people couldn't go anywhere?
A few weeks ago, it got a little hairy. But largely no. Yeah. Largely no. I've gotten stranded at an airport where I had to suddenly kill 8 hours after a flight was delayed or something.
But it didn't turn into a whole Tom Hanks situation where you lived in the airport now fortunately?
No, I didn't have to do any sink showers or anything like that.
I was thinking of, for some reason, I just started thinking of, like, back in the 80s when I was going to school in Moose Jaw, we did, like, a band trip. Like, it was a day trip. We went to Regina one day. It's only, like, a 45-minute drive. It's right there. But while we were in Regina, it started, a big blizzard blew in, and we couldn't go back to Moose Jaw. And they just farmed us out to different families. I kind of remember that. Like, there was no, you know, they didn't look at anybody's criminal record or anything. They just said, you're going to go with this family. You're going to go with this family. And I remember sleeping in the hallway of somebody's house one night. That's all I remember. Like laying on the floor in a hallway, sleeping there.
That seems like a good way. That's a recipe for a child to end up on the back of a milk cart.
That's why I started thinking about it. And I remember getting home the next day, and I never called my parents. Like, I didn't. I mean, it was a long-distance call. I wasn't going to ask these people who took me in if I could use their phone to call my parents. I'm sure that the school or whoever alerted the families back in Moose Jaw that the kids weren't coming home that night. But I do remember coming home the next day, and there wasn't a whole lot of relief when I walked into the house, if you know what I mean. There was none of that, oh my God, you made it home. That was just another day in Moose Jaw.
Yeah, you were gone.
Oh, huh. We thought it was kind of quiet here, but let's talk about being stuck somewhere.
Wow, someone's saying no one in Alberta knows what storm-stayed means, that it's a Saskatchewan, Manitoba term.
Is it?
I don't know. I think people can figure it out.
Yeah. career opportunities. There was a movie about that. Remember back in the early 90s? It was a movie about some guy that spent the night in Target, fell in love with the girl.
Well, we've had the debate. You know, IKEA and Costco, kind of the top two if you're going to stay overnight in a store.
Yeah.
Those are the ones to beat.
I would probably pick IKEA because there'd be lots of places to sleep and hide. You could go to the cafeteria. A lot of people point out whenever we talk about this, Cabela's. They'd want to be stuck in Cabela's.
That's good. They got a fudge.
Oh yeah.
Thing in there. Don't sleep on Canadian Tire. They got that.
Canadian Tire'd be fantastic.
They got a candy section.
Yeah.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were talking about that kid that got stuck, and I'm doing air quotes, stuck in a Target store in somewhere in Ohio last week. Turns out he ran away from home, spent the night in Target. Fun.
Worst places you could spend a night?
Yeah. We just started talking about, you know, being stuck somewhere. Your worst experience, you were stuck in an airport, Bryce, for 8 hours.
I think so. Yeah, I've never really been stranded anywhere, thankfully.
Yeah, that would suck, though, being stuck in an airport. Ugh.
It was the Seattle airport.
Was it?
There's only so much you can see in there.
Yeah. Somebody said, this is from Rory. I was stuck on the Trans-Canada in the Rockies about 10 years ago. They shut down the highway because of a crash. I was stuck for nearly 12 hours. It was late September, so it cooled off quite a bit when the sun went down, but I had some extra clothes and a jacket and a can of Pringles.
Ooh, the can of Pringles.
Nice. I slept in the back seat of my car. Overall, not a bad experience to get to spend the night in the Rockies. Rory. Yeah, that sounds okay.
Some park ranger stumbles upon you, your hands stuck in a Pringles jar as you're just open mouth sleeping in the back of your car.
Hey guys, back when I was 19, I worked at a fairly large hotel in Winnipeg. Winnipeg had the snowstorm of the century. My dad and I dug our way to the hotel. I ran the hotel for 3 days. So fun. I put the hotel guests to work. What?
If I were a hotel guest stuck in a hotel, I would not be like,
no.
Can you put me to work, please?
No, I would not be. I wouldn't be making beds. I wouldn't be folding sheets. I put the hotel guests to work. We had the best times. We owned that place. Still friends with some of those guests to this day. That's from Lori. Thank you, Lori.
It makes me feel like I'm a different cut of beef because, I would not be racing to help the hotel staff clean the hotel.
Yeah. I wouldn't be lining up to fold fitted sheets.
I'm not scrubbing toilets.
No.
That also sounds like that documentary, The Shining.
It does sound exactly the same thing, same way.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Where were you stuck? Bryce has never been stuck anywhere in his life, except for this rut.
Wait a minute.
I've often thought about this. I went through an automatic car wash. At the end of the cycle, the bay doors would not open.
Oh, man.
I was stuck in there for almost an hour until they were able to get it open. So, can you even get out of your car in an automatic car wash? Or is that like opening an airplane door at 30,000 feet?
I think of that every time. Yeah. Even just getting to the front of the line where you punch in the code. And then I think, what if the door doesn't open? My code doesn't work, and I'm stuck in front of this line of people.
Your wheel's already locked into that track.
I live in fear of the car wash.
What if you do get out of your car, and then that brush thing starts spinning? Is it soft? Does it hurt? Is it like a massage?
I imagine it's like a whip.
Yeah. Ooh.
Take one of those across the face. That'll smarten you up.
Do we have time for this one? I'm going to make time. This is from Sophie. New Year's Eve, I went to a house party at a friend of a friend of a friend's place on the north side. I live in Chappelle, which is deep, deep south. My friend left the party early because she wasn't feeling well. I was having fun, so I decided to stay for a bit. Well, 2 a.m. rolls around. The host started getting really punchy and telling everyone to leave.
Ooh.
Turned the music off, flicking the lights on and off, that kind of vibe. I didn't know anyone there. And the Uber wait was about 90 minutes. I was stuck. I asked the hosts if I could wait inside for my Uber. The guy got real pissy and was saying he didn't know who I was and I was probably just wanting to steal their stuff while they were sleeping.
That's fair.
His wife was only slightly more receptive. Eventually, they told me I could wait in the unheated garage. I sat on a milk carton, waited for almost 2 hours. Oh, I did steal from them a bottle of Gatorade from their garage fridge. Sophie. Wow.
Wow. I mean, that's one way to clear house after a party.
Yeah, turn the music off and start yelling at people. That's like, great.
Happy New Year. Get out!
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This came from Amanda. This is nuts. On being stuck, about a decade ago, I was bathing my 5-, 4-, and 3-year-olds together. We had a problem with the bathroom door. The interior handle had come off. Somehow, one of the kids shut the door. We were stuck in that bathroom until the next day. We slept in the bathtub. Luckily, my office called my mom the next day to say I was missing. So I wrote back, like, well, how did you get out? And they said, well, my mom had a key to our house, so she and my brother-in-law came and got us out. I was about to put a hole in the drywall. Punch your way right through the drywall.
Can you imagine being stuck in a bathroom for 12-plus hours with 3 kids, 5 and under?
That'd be nuts.
What a nightmare.
Ugh.
I would just karate kick that door right off the hinges.
Would you? Do you think you'd get it right off the hinges?
A hollow core bathroom door?
Yeah.
I think I could.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're kicking outward, well... I don't know, if you're kicking into a room, probably way easier than trying to kick your way out of a room.
I would think that when you have that many children stuck in a small space, you know, that's when your parent strength will really show up.
Here's another person who got stuck inside an automatic car wash. That'd be horrifying.
Well, that's a new fear unlocked.
Yeah. I lost my passport in the Houston airport on a layover from Calgary to Mexico City. They wouldn't let me board the second leg without it. A 24-hour adventure followed.
Oh. Losing your passport mid-trip?
Stuck in an airport for 24 hours? Barf.
What do they say, Houston? That's not that interesting of an airport.
No.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This is from Natalie. When I was about 5, my brother and my cousin zipped me inside a suitcase, then tipped me over. The zipper was facing down. They couldn't lift it back up for at least 5 minutes as I'm having a panic attack inside the suitcase. Definitely do not recommend. Natalie, are you still haunted by... I feel like that's something... Well, I mean, clearly, Natalie's telling us the story now, so clearly, you know, they still remember what happened that day. But I feel like that'd be one of those things I'd wake up in the middle of the night just sweating and thinking about. Somebody else said, I was hiking through New Zealand with a friend. We had one of those typical tourist camper vans. It was late afternoon. The sun had started to set. He decided he wanted to hike up a mountain. I decided I wasn't going to. and that I would just hang around at the bottom and relax a bit. When I got back to the van, I realized he had taken the car keys. So it turned into me sitting shivering in the parking lot for about 5 hours, thinking this was the beginning of New Zealand's biggest murder story. That's how they do begin. Exactly like that. I'm surprised you didn't get murdered. Congratulations, you win.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody said, as a kid, I was playing with the automatic door at a popular grocery store. I ended up getting my big toe stuck under the door as it was closing. An elderly lady came to my aid while my mother, unaware of the situation, was busy at the checkout. I remember this lady shouting, "Get the butter! Get the butter!" To this day, I remember her yelling, "Get the butter!" every time I see an exit on a door.
Get the butter.
Yeah. Hey.
You're in the right place. You're going to get stuck. Grocery store is a pretty good place.
So do firefighters, you know, first responders and that, like when they're responding to a car, do they try the butter before they get the jaws of life out?
I should hope so. Probably a cheaper option.
First responders, are you packing butter on the truck when you go out on a call? I need to know this.
Somebody, maybe they got a holster full of Pam spray.
Do you think that's what's on their utility belt?
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I locked my sister in the metal dog crate in our backyard, couldn't get her out, so she started to cry. Instead of helping, my parents snapped a series of photos from the window.
Good.
And this is the start of a brand new feature on the show called, Hey, how did you get your eating disorder?
How did you bend your frame?
Oh, how about you? You want to tell your story of being stuck? Get in touch with the show.
Someone texted that they got stuck in an elevator on the way they were going to go do a phone interview for a job. On the way up to the dedicated quiet room, got stuck in the elevator, managed to reschedule the interview, but I was stuck in the elevator for about an hour.
Oh.
Happy note, ended up getting the job at the rescheduled interview, in part because the story was such a great icebreaker.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to recommend. You got a job interview today and you want to ace it? Just tell the interviewer, just be a little flustered when it begins. Just, I was just stuck in an elevator. Just start the interview with that. It makes you memorable.
It does.
You don't even have to have been in an elevator.
Yeah, forget about lying on your resume.
Yeah, lie in the interview.
Lie about that.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This one's kind of creepy. When I was a kid, we thought it would be funny to lock one of us in my uncle's safe. I volunteered because I thought it would be cool. My uncle couldn't remember the code. I don't remember how long I was in there. All I know is that when I woke up, I was in the hospital. That one's worthy of a dramatic stinger. Yeah. Deanne says, I got stuck in the bathroom at the Jameson Distillery in Ireland. They had to bring me a screwdriver so I could take off the latch. I got a free drink out of it. You're at a distillery and you have to let yourself out of, I imagine you're talking about the bathroom stall with the screwdriver. And the best they could do was one free drink? Oh, well.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm, mystery candy.